The return of carob, this time as a functional food. Remember carob? You probably do if you're of a certain age. If you were around in the 1970s and 80s, you witnessed carob's heyday in the United States, when it made its debut as a healthy chocolate alternative, appearing in health food stores and vegetarian cookbook recipes. Carob was touted as a healthier version of chocolate, but it never quite caught on, maybe because no one was really fooled. Earthy and grainy, carob doesn't especially taste like chocolate and eventually fell out of fashion as a chocolate substitute. However, now it's reappearing as a functional food, popping up as an ingredient in items such as coffee alternatives and brownie mixes, as well as in powder form to add to recipes. What exactly is carob? Is it really good for you? Is it worth incorporating into your diet? What is carob? A neglected legume of the Mediterranean basin, carob can be categorized as a functional food due to its high dietary fiber and mineral content and low fat content, according to a review in the journal Reviews on Recent Clinical Trials. The carob tree, an evergreen, produces as its fruit a pod composed of 10 to 20% seeds. The pods contain sugars, proteins, crude fibers, minerals, vitamins, polyphenols, vitamins, and lipids, write the review authors, who are affiliated with the Chinese Academy of Agricultural Sciences in Beijing, China. The pods are also known as locusts, and it is believed that the locusts the Bible describes Saint John the Baptist eating were actually carob pods. This is why the pods are sometimes called Saint John's bread. Lore surrounding the legume includes the belief that the term carat, a unit of weight for precious stones, is derived from the word carob, thanks to an ancient practice. Uniformly sized carob seeds served as the standard weight for carats as measured by ancient goldsmiths, according to the late Ron Bracewell, a Stanford University electrical engineering professor whose love of botany led him to write a book on the trees found on and around the Stanford campus, including the carob tree. Today, a carat is still measured by the weight of a carob seed, 200 milligrams. Is carob good for you? Carob pods are a nutritional powerhouse, Sophie Schoen, a registered licensed dietitian with Cleveland Nutrition in Cleveland, Ohio, told the Epoch Times. She said they contain vitamins and minerals that are not often found in plant foods, such as iron, magnesium, calcium, and certain B vitamins such as riboflavin and niacin. Carob also contains a significant level of antioxidant-rich polyphenols that can be beneficial for the gut microbiome, lowering cholesterol, improving blood sugar levels, and reducing constipation, Ms. Schoen said. Regarding the carob versus chocolate issue, Ms. Schoen said, compared to chocolate, carob has a better profile of vitamins and minerals and is also higher in fiber and lower in fat and calories, making it a great alternative for baking and cooking. Even if you're a chocolate lover and not looking for an alternative, carob can be a fantastic nutrient-rich supplement when added to foods like oatmeal or smoothies. What can I make with it? Carob powder is gluten-free, so it can be used in baking for people who have celiac disease or gluten sensitivity. Combining carob flour with chickpea and hazelnut flours improves the taste of gluten-free cookies, food scientists in Turkey have determined. It is also caffeine-free, so those who wish to avoid the caffeine in cocoa may substitute carob in recipes calling for cocoa, such as homemade chocolate pudding, almond butter energy balls. Carob can even enhance the flavor of organ meats, as in this recipe for chocolate chili liver pâté. Even if you were put off by carob when it debuted as chocolate in disguise, you may want to give it a try now that its versatile, functional, and subtle flavor is making a comeback in unexpected ways.